Jesus revealed the name of God to us. We learn from him that there are three persons in the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that they are uniquely bound together, not by doctrine, as you might think, or even necessity. You know, we three are God. We're all the same. We better stick together. No. They were bound together by their oneness based on love. God is love. Finished. You could say love is the name of God. It is because of love that they're indivisible. They're completely equal in this thing. The same comes out of all of them towards one another, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which is why they need nothing. It is completely sufficient. God didn't make man out of need. Now, I used to think years ago he did. He didn't. He made man out of overflow. He didn't make man was just walking around chewing his nails saying, I'm missing something. Oh, let me think, what could it be? No, his love was sufficient and filling, and we'll see in a moment that his love was his glory, but I don't want to give you that yet. But, and he said, I want to make man because I want to. And we all know love is very creative. It is in this oneness between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that their glory and their perfection are seen, and I'll give you some scripture in a moment. We'll see something marvelous. We'll see that through this love, you have the glory of God manifest, the perfection of God manifest, and the unity of God manifest, all through love and their relationship to one another. And that this now must settle on a people, his latest temple, the local church. It couldn't have settled on the temple of Solomon because they were unregenerate, they had hard hearts, they were bound by the poor law of Moses. That was a ministry of condemnation. Now, how can you have love manifest in a ministry of condemnation in the temple? The temple was a place of sacrifice. We don't sacrifice anymore. Jesus was the last sacrifice. The only sacrifice I make today is in following his love. All right, but I want to just say this first of all. That those who therefore, Jesus came to do three things. Let me give you this quickly. I sort of want to end the service and I haven't started it yet. Jesus came to do three things. First of all, reveal God to us. He said that, I come to reveal the Father. You revealed God to us. Well, they already knew you, so there were more than one, because let us make man in our image does give the idea. Yes. Who is he talking to? Was he schizo? And then he uses plural words. So he revealed God to us in the Trinity of the Godhead and the love that unifies them. And then he invites us, number two, to share in the life of this love through himself. I want you to know that salvation is an invitation for you to share in the life of this love. I look at how far God has brought me in my revelation and understanding of the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom. And I've been in the full-time ministry now about 45 years. And I'm astounded, and I wish that in 1965 I could have heard such a gospel. But I heard enough to get saved, and that's enough. But I like to give you all of it. The truth of the matter is that we are invited to share in the love that exists between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and not enough can be said about that. Do you understand the magnitude of that? I don't want you to just have a peripheral experience of this. I want you to understand. The invitation to share in the love that exists between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is not a casual or general non-specific invitation to perhaps feel a little bit of this and that. No! What hell holds the very Trinity of the Godhead together? Just three. In all the universe, just three. Now with you, it makes four. I'm not trying to say you are God, the way the Catholics say of Mary. That's heresy. What I am saying is this God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who in their oneness, in their perfection, in their glory is love, said, I'm inviting you in to that relationship. What a shocking thing.
What a thing.
What an amazing thing. And the truth of the matter, if you look at the temples that existed, he was heading us all in that direction. Yeah. And now today, he brings these people together and he says, you know, I want to show my glory in you, in your group. I want to show my unity in your group, my oneness, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I want to show the perfection of God in your group. And you know how we're going to do it? You've all had a love experience with me. I've invited you personally, John, into a love experience with me. I've invited you, Matthew, personally into a love experience with the Trinity. And now there's the personal thing. Now I bring you together and form you a temple where I will show up and the people will marvel at your relationship.
Hallelujah.